Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Once again, today we will continue our study on the article which was written by Dr. Quanta Ahmed in her response to Representative Ilhan Omar, who she declared to be anti-Semite. And obviously, as we shared before, Dr. Ahmed herself is a Muslim from Pakistani background who pretend to be a moderate Muslim, or as he calls themselves, Muslim reformers. In this article, Dr. Ahmed destroyed the defense which was given by Professor Todd Green of Representative Ilhan Omar, as he claimed that she was the victim of Islamophobic strategies. So without further ado, let's continue with the rest of Dr. Ahmed's article.
Yet, centrist House Democrats were under siege by the radical left wing of their party and ultimately strong-armed to incorporate not only all bigotries in the resolution they passed Thursday, but in a false moral equivalence, Islamophobia.
Here we go, America. Don't you see here that Professor Todd Green is receiving a great victory in the House of Representatives? He wants us to believe that Islamophobia exists. And now, the squad of four, that is Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, ALC, and Alia Presley, literally forcing the entire House of Representatives, these are the Democrats, and so-called centrists, which I don't believe they ever exist, except when they ran for office to make the naive Americans vote for them, because they always run as a moderate. But in reality, they are liberals like the rest of the liberals. And anyway, they forced those who are so-called centrists to accept that Islamophobia is equal to anti-Semitism. But wait a minute. Islamophobia is a made-up word. There is no truth in it, because phobia is irrational fear. But to know Islam, which is the commands of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, will put any person with logic or common sense in fear. Because what do you see in the future for America if you know that Muslims who are right now simply showing their hatred by words, like in the case of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib against the Jews and the Christians, tomorrow they will show their hatred in actions as they continue to follow the teaching of their religion, that is by having plenty of September 11th all over America, as the Christians and the Jews of the United States of America will be terrorized until they submit and accept the new reality, which is Islam. And if people in America will not accept Islam, they will be killed, as Allah stated in the Quran. And let me give you just one verse, for example, that is Quran chapter 9, verse 5. The verse of the sword, as Muslim scholars named it. It says, so when the forbidden months are past, these are the four forbidden months which they passed 1400 years ago when Muhammad was still alive. Notice carefully what Allah is commanding the Muslim believers to do. So kill the polytheist wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. Notice here the answer or the solution for the infidel Americans to be saved from being slaves or being killed. So if they repent, that is convert to Islam, and perform the prayer, and bring the legal arms, so leave their way free, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. You see, the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah is only on those who submit Islam. And that is the future of America, when Muslims in America will have the upper hand, as they will sooner or later. It's up to the American people what roads they want to take to save themselves. And believe it or not, the same message was given by Muhammad to his early Muslim believers, which they followed for the last 1400 years. So once again, thanks to the liberal Democrats, the one on the left or the one who claims that they are in the middle, because now they both helped the Muslims of America to have victory over the rest of America. Now let us learn about the repeat of history in Europe and America.
Just as anti-Semite Jeremy Corbyn has taken over leadership of Britain's Labour Party, a new generation of leftist Democrats, including not just Omar, but Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Muslim freshman Palestinian-American Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, are revealing their animus toward Jews and Israel in an alarming manner.
Yes, indeed, my friends. As you have heard me before, I repeat myself again. If you want to know what is coming to America, just check out Europe. Pick up England, France, Germany, any country of your choice. And what you see is happening in Europe, somehow miraculously, will repeat itself in Canada. And then a few years later, it will come down south to the United States of America. So here, Dr. Ahmed is telling us some facts. What took place in the leadership of the Liberal Party in Britain by Jeremy Corbyn is exactly what is coming to America. Believe it or not, now in Canada, there is an Islamic party, which is called the Islamic Party of Ontario, Canada. And here in America, the centrists of the Democrats has been taken over by the squad. These four liberals in the Democrat Party, two are socialists and two are Muslims. And these are Alexandria Cortez, Ayan Presley, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. These four ladies are controlling the entire Liberal Party. That's exactly what happened in England, and that's exactly what is coming to America. If the Liberals will ever take control of this country, if the Democrats win 2020, 2024, 2028, that is any of the following elections, you will see exactly the same pattern which we have seen in England taking place here in America. And if you want to know how bad it is, maybe you should go and examine how the British are living under the Muslims' influence who are trying to take over the country. That's why, as I said earlier, soon we're going to lose England as an ally. And that is exactly what's coming to America. We're just one election from the destruction of the beautiful country, America. As we hear the warning from Dr. Ahmed, a Muslim lady who claimed to be a moderate or reformer. So what will happen in America if somebody like me or some conservative person will speak the truth about who are the Muslims and what they are doing in America? Do you know what will be the reaction of the Muslims? Oh, it was said very beautifully here. So please listen carefully to Dr. Ahmed.
When justifiably attacked for her repeated anti-Semitic comments and tweets, Omar quickly shapeshifted into citing victimhood based on her Muslim identity. This is the classic inversion practiced by Islamists who seek to be privileged as a religious minority in pluralistic democracies, at the expense of denying other minorities the very privileges they claim. Thus, the sentiment directed at Omar in response to her obscene and clearly defined anti-Semitism now becomes falsely labeled as anti-Muslim bigotry.
Once again, we need to correct Dr. Ahmed. There is no such a thing as Islamist. These Islamists are the true Muslim believers, simply because they are following the teachings of the Quran, that is Allah's words, and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. So we cannot give them another label to please some of the Muslims who maybe are simply deceived, or perhaps they are deceivers themselves. Yes, what you said, Dr. Ahmed, is true. Whenever somebody in America speaks the truth about Islam, like myself, we get labeled. And our label is, we are Islamophobes. We are extremists. We are racist. We are radicals. We are hate mongers and bigots. And whatever other names the Muslims and the liberals like to give us. And that's exactly how Muslims get out of being criminals to call themselves victims. And that's exactly what Professor Todd Green is doing in his presentation, Islamophobia and the 2020 election. He is defending Ilhan Omar, as Dr. Kanta Ahmed just said, as victims of so-called bigoted people like me. And I believe the problem is much deeper than that, Dr. Ahmed, because American people made special deals for all the minorities. As I said before, if you are a minority in America, okay, you have more rights than the majority, which is the most oxymoron beliefs I have ever seen in my life. I thought majority, the original people of the land, the one who are paying the bills, should have more rights than the rest of the country who are not involved in all these issues. No. These Muslims, whom the American brought to America, like Ilhan Omar, as a refugee. And we spend our tax dollars on their education, on their housing, and all their medical expenses, and food stamps, and on with all their needs while they live in America. And now we made her a congresswoman, for she is the 5th district representative in Minnesota. And believe it or not, now she's riding the Americans as a cowboy who riding on his horse and take full charge of it. And she can tell the horse where to go, right or left. This is exactly the problem of having Muslims in America to be in a position of leadership.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightway of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
We should never allow Muslims to be in a position of leadership because nothing about their beliefs fit with our beliefs. Nothing about our constitution fit with Muslims' Sharia, Islamic law, as we have covered this in detail in our presentation, revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law. But now we learn from Dr. Ahmed and from Professor Todd Green that this is it, America. You don't dare to speak the truth about what Muslims are doing or saying wrong, because if you do that, they will have the best way to come out of it. We are anti-Muslims. We are Islamophobic, and they are the small minority, and we're abusing them. So just go ahead, give them America, and sit down, relax, and let them ride you exactly as a cowboy will ever ride his horse.
On the left, and in much of the media, Omar was portrayed as the victim, not the attacker, for her anti-Semitic rant. But in reality, Omar deserved all the criticism she received. She invited it on herself by hateful comments that harmed millions of American Jews and America's close and loyal ally, Israel.
As I record this broadcast, a friend sitting next to me, she asks the question, how in the world that this writer, Dr. Ahmed, can say all these things and at the same time, she is a Muslim? I mean, she is speaking like if it was me, myself. That's exactly what I want to tell the American people about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of the Muslims who are coming to take over America. They are not victims. They are the criminals. And they will get away with whatever they say simply because you allow them to do so. And this is also resulting from the infiltration of the Muslims and Islam to our media, to our politicians, to our education. As they already planned to do that some 20 years ago, Muslims met in Chicago and they said, we must prepare ourselves for the reality that in 30 years, there will be 50 million Muslims living in America. And what is the reality? The reality is that Muslims are here in America and they're not going anywhere. They are preparing themselves to take over America. And they did a great job through education, politics, and through our media. And boy, oh boy, what is happening in America just in the last 10 years or so? That's why Muslims are infiltrating America. Today, you cannot have somebody like me to speak in the media openly, but all Muslims can speak. Not only they speak the propaganda Islam, but they can actually speak their mind about Israel and the Jews. And after all, they will tell you we are practicing the First Amendment, which is the freedom of speech. As Ilhan Omar is telling us, this is democracy. And in democracy, you debate. And in democracy, you disagree about different issues. And we have the liberty and the freedom to do so here in America. Well, let's move on to a little bit more with Dr. Ahmed. As she stated,
this is how Islamism operates. In plain view, by assuming the role of the persecuted minority and by seeking the protections and freedoms awarded to religions.
This is how Muslims operate, not Islamism. In how Omar and Rashida Tlaib are true Muslim believers. They believe in the Quran and they believe in the saying of Muhammad, and they're taking advantage of the ignorance of the American people. And now we add Dr. Ahmed to tell us that these are not Muslims. These are Islamists who practice Islamism. These are brand new words made up for the uneducated, ignorant American to make them believe that these are not true Muslims. We are the true Muslims, the reformers, the loving ones. But these other ones, they are not Muslims. And in reality, you cannot find any evidence that what Dr. Ahmed is saying is true Islam, but what Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Keith Ellison, and on with the rest of the Muslims coming to offices in the year 2020, that can be proven by the words of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, which is the sources of Sharia as Muslims believe. As for the statement, by seeking the protections and the freedoms awarded to religions, this is a fact. That is what Ilhan Omar or any Muslim in America will tell you. We have freedom of religion in America. Therefore, we have the right to practice our religion in America. Therefore, we have the right to say whatever we want to say in America. And here is the catch, my friends. In Islam, once again, there is no freedom of religion. If you investigate Sharia, Islamic law, concerning those who leave Islam, the punishment of apostasy is death. And the same Sharia which teach the Muslims to kill those who leave Islam, it also commands them to kill those who reject Islam. Of course, not now, but when the Muslims will have the upper hand in America. So in simple words, there is no freedom of religion in Islam, and there will never be freedom of religion in America when Muslims have the upper hand. What else, Dr. Ahmed, would you share with us about these Islamists, the bad Muslim people?
But Islamism warrants the scrutiny and skepticism we apply to political ideologies, especially ideologies that preach hatred and embrace terrorism and other forms of violence. We should think of Islamism not as a religion, but as a political ideology, and we should see Islamist Muslims as political ideologues.
Once again, my response is very simple. Islam is more than 80% politics and less than 20% religion. And if Dr. Ahmed is upset with these Muslims who are empowered today in America because they embrace terrorism, well, here is the sad news for you, Dr. Ahmed. I know you believe in the Quran. Tell me, have you ever read Quran chapter 3, verse 151? Quran chapter 8, verse 12? Quran chapter 8, verse 60? Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27? Quran chapter 59, verse 2? And Quran chapter 59, verse 13? Have you read these verses, Dr. Ahmed? You will find that Allah and his angels and his prophet Muhammad and all Muslim believers are terrorists. Yes, indeed, that's exactly what Allah said in the Quran. So I don't know. Do you have any problem with the Quran? Do you have a problem with Allah the terrorist, his angels the terrorist, his prophet Muhammad the terrorist, and every Muslim believer who are called to be a terrorist? If your answer is yes, why don't you leave Islam? But don't you dare name the true Muslim believers Islamists that we can respect your religion. If you are deceived, you need to be educated about Islam. Just simply read your Quran. Now, if you are a deceiver, well, I'm glad we have you here so we can expose you to the rest of America. Well, let's move on with a little bit more of the propaganda of the moderate Muslim, the reformer, Dr. Ahmed.
There was no justification for broadening the House resolution to denounce bigotry against many groups. Instead of focusing on a denunciation of anti-Semitism, why would any decent person refuse to condemn the hatred of Jews when Jews have been attacked?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ahmed. I wish you can have a debate with Professor Todd Green, who refused to debate me and who will not debate any Christian believer to expose him as you're doing here in your article. But in reality, this is how America will fall. And that's how the true Muslim believers, whom you call Islamists, will take over America. Because as Prophet Hosea said in the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's how the Muslims will be using the ignorant liberal Democrats in 2020 or in the near future to destroy America completely. Yes, indeed, Dr. Ahmed, Muslims are in control of the Democrats simply because the Democrats need them. That's why the Democrats will not condemn any hatred represented by the Muslims. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.